Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Stephanie Mills, and I did a cancellation, but to dispute it with my card holder, I need something showing that I have spoken to someone. If you all could send me something to my email address.
Let me see. Provide me with your zip code.
72114.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Stephanie Mills.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address for me.
1501 West 11th Street.
Thank you. And did you see here we had our contest entry? And you said you wanted what now? I'm sorry.
I had spoke to someone because I was misled about it, and they took $57 off my card. It said $2 shipping fee, and that's what I assumed I was paying. I just talked to someone earlier about canceling it, and I was calling to do a dispute with my card holder, and I need something stating, emails stating that I have spoken with you all.
Okay. Let me see here. All right, have you checked your spam and junk folder?
Pardon me?
Have you checked your spam and junk folder?
Yep. I haven't received anything from you all.
And you just want a confirmation email, right? That you ordered it? Yes. Or that you canceled it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we sent it out.
Nope, I haven't received anything.
I see you just canceled it today. Give it up to 24 hours. That's as long as it could take, really, is up to 24 hours.
So
do you want a cancellation number?
Well, yes. Give me that.
C as in Charlie, 920.
Just a minute. Let me put it in my notes. I'm thinking it was just the $2. What is it now? C as in what?
Excuse me. C as in Charlie, 920.
920
5852
1313. Okay, and what is this company name?
This is contest entry.
Contest entry.
All right.
Okay, I go from here because, like I said, if I knew it was that amount, I wouldn't even did it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that'd be all. Thanks.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day. Thanks. Bye-bye.